This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Celeste Headlee. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, maybe the history of science and innovation shouldn't be taken as a feast, but as bite-sized snacks. Your daily taste of discovery and invention coming up in a moment when we talk to the editor of the new book, Mad Science. But first, we're taking a look at another book and a real feast, one that can help you fix up a good meal and a good marriage. Father Leo Padalinghug is the priest of the Archdiocese of Baltimore, but he's just as handy in the kitchen as he is at the altar. He's the author of a number of books, most recently, Spicing Up Married Life. And he was able to beat out Iron Chef Bobby Flay on the Food Network's Throwdown. So, Father Leo, welcome to the program, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That's quite the kitchen cred.
Well, I'd say so. I think at one point people just saw the movement, gracebeforemeals.com, which is what I host, to bring families around the dinner table as a nice sentimental thought.
And wait, are you saying you beat Bobby Flay because of sentiment?
No, not at all. Okay. It was because of the cooking, but I think people just think that a priest cooking show, oh, what a nice thing. Does he really know how to cook? And then when they saw the victory, then they realized, I mean business. I want to cook good food.
Right. And you not only want to cook good food, but in this new book, which is a cookbook, there's lots of recipes in there.
Correct.
But it's also a guide for a stronger marriage. And you've set it up to kind of from the very first moment of meeting all the way through the marriage. How does the food become a marriage guide?
It's a great question. I think a lot of times people forget that celebrating requires food. I mean, if you think about your first date with, you know, a husband or a boyfriend at the time, it was more than likely around something where you could eat. And so what I try to do, and this is what I've done in my parish experiences, is not encourage anniversaries, but I'm going to coin a phrase here, a monthiversary. And what I've done in the chapters of the book is for once a month, starting from the time you first met, and the last chapter is a meditation on till death do you part, because that's what the marriage vow incorporates. And so I've taken experiences of marriage life and the theological significance of the marriage vows and say, celebrate it and talk about it around a meaningful meal.
So, but this also explains why these recipes are for two people. That
absolutely.
Even though they're cooking in the home, the kids are not invited.
No, the kids can help wash the dishes afterwards.
That's right. Well, you brought a dish in here for us to try. This is from the new cookbook, Spicing Up Married Life, and it's bacon and butternut squash penne. Tell us about how
you forgot the other B, brandy.
Brandy
cream sauce in there as well.
I don't want to forget that part of it. So explain to us why this dish?
Why this dish for that particular meal? Well, my mind kind of works in crazy ways, and I just thought if I was to start with January 1st and end with December 1st, I wanted to take something seasonal. February, I think this is the second recipe suggested. Still a little bit colder, at least here on the East Coast, and this is a familiar flavor. And all of these recipes have been things that I've cooked for families, for couples.
All right, well, let's take a taste of it here. Well, I mean, if this were on the Facebook page, I would click the like because it's delicious. I mean, this is the ultimate comfort food. It's butternut squash. What could be more comforting than
bacon
than
and
squash,
brandy?
Bacon, brandy, not just brandy, but
brandy
in a cream sauce and pasta. You know, I mean, that's a mix of flavors that is very seasonal and comforting. I mean, that's going to put people at their ease. But you, in your book, you not only suggest foods like this that are relatively simple to make and are also kind of warming to the stomach.
Certainly.
But you suggest even topics for them to discuss. Why do you suggest people talk about how they proposed or how they met?
Yeah, I just think oftentimes the meal can recreate a memory. And oftentimes in married life, they don't think about the good times because they're always confronting and dealing with the bad times.
Yeah.
And once a month, if you can have an intentional meal where you call to mind the love that you had for each other in order to keep the love that you will have for each other. And oftentimes couples, if you're eating, one has to shut up and listen because they're too busy chewing the food. And so a meal is a great place to call those memories up and give each other a chance to speak and a chance to listen.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Celeste Headlee. I'm here with Father Leo Padalinghug. He's the author of the new book, Spicing Up Married Life. And I'm sure you get this question all the time of what on earth does a priest know about married life. But I know there are plenty of couples
sure.
who come to their parish priest for couples advice, for marriage advice.
Absolutely.
Why, though? I mean, they're going to a man who's never been married.
Exactly. Marriage is about love. And I think hopefully a priest would know a little bit about love, especially God's love is what couples come to church for, to have their love blessed by God's love. And that's kind of what I do, is not only bless the union, but guide it in a godly way. At the same time, I don't think you have to be married in order to give good advice. You know, I just don't think you do, especially since I made the very educated and deformed, very thoroughly thought out decision not to be married. Yet, I am in a relationship with God and with God's people. And so, in a way, I'm committed to doing this work. And that's what marriage is about, a loving commitment.
Is this a cookbook for Catholic couples?
Oh, no, absolutely not. You know, the word Catholic literally means universal. And so the principles that I discuss in the book are about universal love, loving, committed relationships, no matter where you are in life. As a matter of fact, I've had people of different backgrounds come to me and say, is this book going to help my marriage? And I say, if you're willing to invite God's love into your marriage and to your dinner table, it'll help anything. It'll help anyone.
Were you a chef before a priest? Did the cooking come first?
You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? And I always say, one leads to the potentiality of the other forever. You know, the egg leads to the chicken would lead to the egg. And for me, the cooking and the priesthood are simultaneous. I've always had a passion for cooking. And to be honest with you, I never thought that I'd become a priest when I was younger and growing up. I wanted to be a lawyer or a chef. But obviously something touched my heart enough that I've been committed to this for the past 14 years. And it is my job as a spiritual father to feed the spiritual hungers of children. And I just know that the easiest way to touch hearts and minds is through the stomach.
So we are right in the middle of the holiday season. We all know, no matter what faith you practice or don't practice, that the holidays can be a very tough time for families. They can be a time when people are coming together in the kitchen. They're arguing. There's tears over the burnt turkey. There's, you know, disappointment over the soupy mashed potatoes. How do you get these families together, as you suggest, over food and not turn it into a disaster?
Make the food the means to an end. Remember, what is the end of all of these celebrations? It's a coming together and celebrating each other's life and the gift that they bring because they're just here in the world. If you put that as the priority, then everything else kind of flows. You know, I think sometimes people think that the holiday meal is the be-all, end-all. I'm sorry, unless you're a famous chef, your turkey's going to be slightly dry. That's just all there is to it. You know, the mashed potatoes might be under or over-salted. But does that ruin it for people? Well, if the meal is the be-all, end-all, it's going to be. For me, it's the coming together. I've got a philosophy. If the food stinks at the end of it all, call carry out. You can still celebrate each other.
That was Father Leo Padalinghug. He's the priest of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. He's also the author of the new book, Spicing Up Married Life. He joined us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. And you can follow him if you'd like to. He's an active person on Twitter. His handle is @cooking_priest. Father Leo, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for the food and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. My pleasure.